Coming up on Roundabout, sayonara, arrivederci, auf Wiedersehen, bon voyage, adios, goodbye. Please join us again for one last episode, one last trip through the gyratory tonight on Roundabout. Roundabout is sponsored by Advance Auto Parts. Visit our website, roundaboutshow.com, to get up to $30 off your next purchase and by everyone's favorite online store, Amazon.com.
Bummed I have to find something to do on Friday afternoons. I'm Michelle Naranjo from Auto Vitel.
This show is just far too much effort.
Cracking open the Roundabout archives underneath Ben's desk one more time, I'm Will Maley from Cheers and Gears.
Coming to you from the land of cheese, beer, brats, and all the reasons that GM didn't give up on Pontiac after the Aztec, I'm ROAB intern Mark Malonzo.
From the dystopic reality of the year 2044, I am Neon Colin Bird, sent to kill my future self in the past.
Well, I guess I'm going to have to mow the lawn now on Fridays, but I'm Jeffrey Ross from Autoblog.com.
It is I, Jim Hall, for Autoline Today from 2950... No, wait, I did that yesterday, didn't
2673.
I? 2673 Analytics. I don't know, I'm here for...
2673.
2,600. Yes, but anyway, it's not that. It's something else, and somebody else knows better than I, but I'm here for the ride.
You're embarrassing me, Jim. It's me, Truman Capote, sillies.
From the German Institute of Roundaboutology in 23843 Bad Oldesloe, I'm Mirko Reinhardt.
Y'all better get on with it now. The colonel has an early bedtime, and the missus needs her lady's bath.
Okay, yeah, sure.
Go ahead, Bob.
You're up, Bob.
Bob, go.
Direct me a fiber web from a secret location on the left coast, somewhere near exit 86 of Route 10, the Ghost Highway. I am Jim Hall's collection of transplant organs. Wow.
Son of a bitch.
Yes. From the Wheelspin Studios in Hanapolis, Maryland, and realizing I'll actually have to make some friends to hang out with on Fridays now, I'm Christian Hakano.
Reporting live from the presidential debates, I'm Savannah Guthrie. Wait, I'm sorry. That was the other night. It's right now, it's just Jeff Glucker from Hooniverse.com.
Serving out my lame duck credency, I'm your host, Craig Cole, and here comes Benny Boo Boo.
Why are you all talking about me like I'm not here? I'm producer Benelangus Sanders. And 3, 2, 1...
This was Roundabout!
Whoop, whoop! Hurrah! We should be doing this.
Hey. Welcome to Roundabout episode 145, our last ever chat covering car culture, vehicle reviews, and some of the auto news you may have missed. Greetings, everyone. We have got what has to be the single largest show in the history of Roundabout. Yes, we have a great variety of panelists joining
Craig,
us.
Craig, you need to get that chain off your mic.
It's fine. It's fine, Ben. It's flair. We're going out with style. Somebody had to do it. It wasn't going to be Jim. Dressed, he's ready to go. I don't know where he's dressed to go. He's barely dressed.
I'm ready for skiing.
He's dressed.
I'm ready to go skiing.
Skilaufen.
Yeah.
Jawohl.
Damn right.
So who have we got on the show tonight? We got Jim Hall, of course. 2950.
We don't have time to list everybody.
No, you're right.
Okay.
I'm here, it's a great crew.
Yep. Everybody exactly. Just say something, and everybody, the listeners will know.
Yep.
Go ahead.
Say something. Everybody, say something.
Let's go right at once.
Something.
Hi. It's me.
Yeah, it's that guy.
It's like a whole school bus.
Yes, which we'll take that order right now, sir.
So, like I mentioned, we are going out with style. We're doing our best job to send the Roundabout show off with a bang. We've got the biggest panel we have ever had. I suspect it's going to be the longest show ever, too, although I hope
Craig,
not.
You got the loudest jacket you've ever worn.
Do you like it, Bob?
I will when my eyes recover.
Can we count down your vote to re-elect Carter Mondale? Keeping the dream alive.
I can't support that ticket. I can only support half of it. I'm sorry.
Mondale, I know.
Yeah.
So, like I said, a lot of Roundabout to get through tonight. But, you know, Ben, is it a coincidence, though, that this is the one-year anniversary of Steve Jobs passing? Did you
Guilty
plan it?
Guilty as charged.
Oh, dear. So,
he
like
died
a,
today?
Steve Jobs.
Colin is on the ball, as always.
But timely. Ben, you're
nice. Can you believe when we started the show, Steve Jobs was still alive?
I thought you meant that when we started tonight's episode, he was still alive.
Yeah. Well, when you guys,
highly likely.
Well, we zombified him, but he died again. So
when you guys started the show, literally hundreds of millions of other people were also alive.
Wow, Colin, you're really just improving it right there.
Wow, let's talk about Darfur now.
2012.
Yeah, 2012.
It's not a microphone, it's a gas mask. He lives in the outfall of Volpal.
Union Carbide. That they made a car, if I'm not mistaken, during a past episode. Anyway, so if you're wondering, this is the last episode of Roundabout, as I mentioned, but we do have a few facts and figures to share.
Besides the fact that we have record number of people in the chat and viewing the show.
We have record number of people on the show.
Fire
so I think
sale.
That's why the chat room is so full. But here are some ROAB by the numbers for the previous 144 episodes.
Oh, God.
If you're curious, there have been 193 hours, 32 minutes, and 24 seconds of Roundabout.
Not including this episode.
So sorry
not including
for that.
This episode.
So that's a full day's worth.
No. That interesting is at 145 episodes, you'd think it would be 145 hours.
Yeah. No. That works out to 8 days, 1 hour, 32 minutes, and 24 seconds of quality programming.
And our audience is wondering right now, man, what could I have done with those extra 8 days?
Of course, if you were listening to the live show, it's about double that because a lot gets cut out. So.
You should do a Clockwork Orange style thing on somebody with that.
Sure.
Eyes propped open, Kenny.
Would you? Keep your eyeballs open, make them listen.
Isn't that
to
what's
it.
Happening right now?
Yes. Well, nobody's being forced. Also,
you know what would happen after that? They would run around and singing in the rain all the time.
Our most frequent segments, other than news, of course, the news. Blind Spot was the top one. In the Garage and Auto Gadget. Curious though, Ben always complains that Auto Gadget got cut. And got thrown under the bus, but it's
what
number
the
three.
We need more Auto Gadget, I'd say.
I like the interstitial for Auto Gadget.
We thank our ROAB intern, Mark Malanza. Thank you for the math. Doing the math, Mark.
Someone had to do it.
I wasn't
and it wasn't going
to
be me.
Nope.
So, very well. But we're going to do a pretty much normal show. We got a lot more segments, a lot more news to get through. But before we dive into all of that, we've received a message from one of our loyal fans. So Ben, I think you've got that queued up.
Yes. Not everyone could be here tonight, so we've got a couple of people who called in to wish us good, ill will, whatever. So.
Steve Jobs,
slackers.
Possibly.
Ben, are you using the Ouija board again?
Yes.
Okay. Good.
Let's hear it.
Good evening. This is Orson Welles. I'm calling to wish a happy birthday to my dear friend, Mr. Welles. This is your goodbye message to Roundabout, not a birthday wish. Look, I don't need this. I have a Paul Masson commercial in an hour. Oh, what the hell, I need the money. ROAB, it is with great sadness that I speak to you on this occasion of your final program. But let it be known that when you're hungry, you should reach for a box of Mrs. Pell's Thistics. Oh, yes. Oh. At any rate.
Arousingly delicious.
Enjoy your final program. And don't forget, Mrs. Pell's Thistics.
We will eat no fish stick before it's time.
With the number of people here, this might actually work.
So that was our good friend Orson Welles, who we've had on the program, if I'm not mistaken, many times, about six times.
He even knew how to say it properly. Wow. I'm impressed.
Osrin, right? Orson.
Yeah.
Welles.
Yeah, sounds right.
Close enough, yeah. So thank you. We of course, that's Jason White. He was... unable
White.
To make it. Mr. White, yes. Autodesign.com. He was unable to make it tonight. He had some sort of a gallery showing, I think he said. So he's here in spirit, though. It's a shame he couldn't make it, though. But the show must go on. So why don't we start off with the news?
The news? What's the news?
The news
for the program.
And we're doing this, if I'm not mistaken, Ben, we're doing this red line style, right?
Oh, yeah!
You've been thinking a little foreshadowing there.
A little bit.
You ready for Redline then?
Let's go.
Yes.
Start the timer. We got 15.
Protective valve plug.
Wow.
I saw it in half.
Then I told you not to record my car when it's starting up.
That's a Chevy that's not worth anything.
We have 15 minutes. The timer starts right now. We have to get going, and Mark, you have the first story on the rundown.
Yes, I do. This is actually my first story. I'm going to try not to eat up all the time, so here goes.
Well, go.
Our friends at Autoblog bring us a story from Chesapeake, Virginia.
Oh, that's all the time you got.
What was that?
Yep, Chesapeake, Virginia. Add to the next story.
Oh, thank you. All right, so...
play him off.
A man in Chesapeake, Virginia bought a Traverse from Priority Chevrolet for $5,600, less than the dealer should have sold it for. So the purchaser, his name was something. I don't know. His last name was Sawyer.
Lucky Sawyer.
Tom Frank Sawyer.
Jack Meehoff.
Right. So this man originally purchased a blue Traverse, took the vehicle back the next day to swap it for a black one. And the dealer sales manager made the swap without saying anything about a price difference between the two. And a month after the swap, lo and behold, Sawyer finds the police at his door. He was taken into custody and spent 4 hours in jail. So following the incident, the dealership's president apologized, somewhat sincerely, I guess. And
sorry about that, man.
What a dumbass dealer.
If you're
free, change.
He decided free to allow Sawyer to keep the Traverse for the agreed-upon price. But in spite of this desperate attempt to rectify the situation, Sawyer filed two lawsuits against the dealer, accusing the business of malicious prosecution, slander, defamation, and abusive process.
Didn't they
pretty
also
much
try to get him on felony asshole?
Like that, yeah.
I certainly hope he has a good lawyer because, you know, the dealer can't prosecute anything.
Yeah, that's right. Well, we'll see what happens, but I bet you the guy's going to win.
You think?
Yes. Really? So, but we got to we're running time, guys. We got a clock here, all right? I don't need to remind you all again.
We're already at 1,700 RPM.
Yeah, come on. Let's move it.
We're past tickover. Glucker, you've got some noms to tell us about.
Me? Yes. No, that's not me.
Jeff Ross, then.
I can't see my thing. Is it
you can't see your thing.
All right.
Let's not go there.
Is there peanut butter involved?
Oh.
Come here, doggy.
Okay, try it now.
It had something to do with a dog getting hit by a car.
No, it got nommed up.
I'll IM you the link.
All right, moving on to the next story.
Let's go to the next story. We can get through this fast.
Dog got hit by a Peugeot.
It had something to do with a dog and a car. That's sufficient.
Amazingly, Peugeot's Smiley Grill saves another dog's life.
Little puplins.
Dog went into the grill, and then they pulled the dog out of the grill, and it was still alive.
This reminds me of the story we did in the early days.
They ate it because they were in China.
Are you serious?
No.
Then they just had it.
I love Colin. Are you serious?
That's the offensive part to you, Colin?
Yeah. I think the offensive part was the guy was driving a Peugeot, what, a 308 or a 3008?
Oh,
that's the most offensive thing.
Now I can see my screen. Okay.
What's the
dog? Smiley Peugeot bumper swallows up dogs. That's so friendly.
I had two.
The dog's name is Lucky.
Yeah.
What about Fortunate?
Right after.
It happened, guys, in Brazil.
Right after he gets pulled from the fascia, he runs back out into traffic.
Well, there
maybe
you go.
He was pissed because they didn't do a good enough job.
Because he wanted to try his luck again. He wants to see, okay, can it happen again? All can it happen again?
Enough of this. We've got happier news to report.
Bullroar!
Enough of these shenanigans.
There are people in New Zealand, if you're not familiar.
Are there?
The nation.
Wait, New Zealand's a country?
Yes.
The Maori.
There are not.
It's adjacent to Old Zealand, I guess. I don't know. I'm not a historian.
Do you know why they have women in New Zealand?
No, Bob.
For the millions to pillage.
Sheep can't cook.
It's getting real racist up in here.
That's not race.
Once again, that's the part that offends Friday.
So back to New Zealand. There's a group of folks down there that can assemble a Model T Ford in less than 3 minutes. In fact, they did it in just 2:40. The Tin Lizzie. Remarkable feat of mass production and sound engineering principle. Jim, you look very incredulous.
It just raises a question of why would you even, why is this being done? These people could do something important like make a shoe. One, but a shoe.
A singular.
But it would take longer than 3 minutes.
Well, we don't know that.
Let me get this straight. They can build a car in a fraction of the time we can do a podcast.
Amazing, isn't it?
I know.
Yes.
Also, but I think Chrysler already broke the record for assembly on the Sebring. Wasn't that a minute and a half?
No, actually, the Caliber took less time.
Yeah, that only took 60 seconds.
Production Caliber, yeah.
Jeff, I think Koenigsegg could build a car in a fraction of the time it takes us to do a podcast.
So I'm not sure what the details are, if they're using the sub-assemblies and whatnot, but that gets into an interesting question. Are they putting the engine together, too?
There may be a rule in New Zealand that if a car doesn't have a steering wheel fitted, it's not done. It's not a completed vehicle.
There you go. Says bolt the tiller
on. Bolt it on. Look at that. Say, look, we did that. That was all right.
Bravo.
Crikey. So enough of that, Bob. We got modern cars we're going to talk about. There's a big black box over the screen, Ben.
Sorry about that. You just keep on going. I'll
show your face.
Censored.
Censored. Bob.
Yes, hi. How are you? It's me.
Welcome.
I'm alive.
Our timer is gone.
That makes your shoulders look so broad, Craig.
I know. There we go.
Did you say Craig's shoulders look broad?
Yes.
Well, he had an arm coming out of either side of the black box.
is he wearing football pads? How does he end up?
Yeah, I think it's like the coat has extra padding
Kleenex
in there.
He has Kleenex boxes above his shoulders.
Bob Hall.
Yes,
you're an enthusiast of the Forza franchise.
Yes, very much so. Very much so. In approximately, hang on, I'll give you an approximate time here. I can't be too exact. But in approximately 17 days, 16 hours, 31 minutes, and about 10 seconds, Forza, the Forza Horizon, the new version of the game coming out, which was developed jointly by the Turn 10 people who did the first three Forzas, four Forzas, and by an outfit called Playground Games in the UK. And where this differs from Forza for your Xbox is this is an open world thing, and you can drive all around. And they've picked a section of Colorado and very, very masterfully duplicated it. Ben, do you have some video we can show here?
I do. Go ahead and talk, and I'll bring the video up.
But
great
quickly.
No track. You drive around everywhere. There is traffic. You can take your brand new lowered Viper and run it in the dirt if you want. It's very neat. And unlike Gran Turismo, which in its latest version, Gran Turismo 5, that has been so highly acclaimed, the cars do not have horns. You can't get racing suits or helmets. It's all about the driving. And the only disappointment that I have with it is the tuning is gone in terms of changing spring rates and gear ratios and such, but you can do alterations, and the graphics on it are just mildly spectacular. It's going to be pretty good. It comes out on the 23rd. If you pre-order, they give you all kinds of neat crud and stuff, and they have a special version that comes in a tin box that comes with more neat stuff.
A tin box.
Apparently, it all starts at some place called Race Central.
Race Central, and it's a pretty good version of – they've taken bits and pieces of Colorado, and it's real buildings. It's real towns that have been made to work.
Dusting. They're spraying a deadly gas on the street racers.
That's right. It's pretty good.
That's horsepower.
You can see mountains and roads in the distance. You can drive to them, and it takes about 20 minutes or 30 minutes. This is what's neat about it. It's real time. The other thing that's kind of cool, they put these things in the game called barn finds. And you stumble across this barn, and there'll be a car in it, which you can get restored. And some of them are apparently going to be very interesting and surprising. So it should be pretty fascinating.
Shucks almighty, that's great.
How realistic is that?
Ooh.
Yeah, ganz wunderschön, yeah? No. And of course, you can get the R8 Spider in it, which would be...
Sold.
Great. Yep. So, yep. Very good, Bob. Moving along, Michelle. Audi.
Yes.
Audi.
Audi, partner.
Audi, you like it?
Audi. Audi. So Audi actually did something it's actually not new, because VW did this with the GTI about 2 or 3 years ago. But they did a slot car setup in Toronto. I think it's just a one-off promo that they did. But what was interesting, it made me think about Ben's dad, was they actually used a 3D printer to make these little slot cars so that they're exact replicas of these little Audis. And then the slot cars had little cameras in them, and then people could use iPads to control the cars on the track, which sounds really, really fun. So it sounds like a very expensive little experiment for a one-off, but apparently it was just a one-off.
I hope it didn't require Apple Maps.
Do-do-do-do-do.
3D printing is the coolest thing ever.
I don't know.
Well,
beanbag
chairs are pretty
awesome. Moving along,
you could make anything. You could make money.
Ooh.
Wow, the idea of making plastic
really
nickels. What a great idea.
Oh, man. These plastic $1 bills are awesome.
Why not plastic wooden nickels?
That would be better yet.
Exactly.
Because you wouldn't get silvers in your fingers.
Well, the currency would be made out of timber. Yes.
Only things made out of resin. That's all you can make.
Colin.
I tried it.
Colin.
You can't make...
Colin, I understand you've got to tell us about an informational graphic.
Yes.
Go ahead.
So
now,
this
sir.
Came from the blog, Karzacom's blog, which and in combination with Allstate.
Nothing. Go ahead, Colin.
What's going on over there?
Nothing.
I didn't choose this story. It was given to me. So
it shows you.
Anyway, it's about how Americans are fat and cars are getting...
That's not news.
Yeah.
And the cars are getting lighter for fuel efficiency, but we might be offsetting that because we're fat.
It's water weight mostly.
Back off. I'm on a diet.
I mean, simple infographics illustrating the facts.
You know something? Just the other day I was talking to Ben, I think it was, and I was saying, you know, automakers are always trumpeting, we save 3 pounds on this sub-assembly. And it's like, well, most drivers can't.
Well, we put it back with a hamburger.
Most buyers bring that back in about
Hours. Lighten the car, but I'm having a Big Mac for lunch.
Exactly. So how is this all going to end then? Fuel efficiency versus girth of cars.
Excuse me?
This is the weight of cars.
Girth?
Size. They're heavy. They're larger on the scale.
I realize that they need to get lighter, though.
This is so simplistic, it ain't the issue. Trust me.
What's the problem?
The problem is that as you have requirements to make cars more fuel efficient with electrification, you're adding mass. The other problem is that new crash standards make them get heavier while you're trying to get more fuel efficient. That's a bigger problem than the occupants in it. Because the most a designer is going to be able to do in the next decade is basically manage the bloat.
Mm-hmm.
It's part of it, but at the same time, every 100 pounds, like this graphic says, reduces fuel efficiency by 2%. So if the average male, which it says here, is 200 pounds, you know,
back in the
60s or 70s is what it was around 168, 170. So that's a gain of 30 pounds.
And I'm reading about more and more cars that are losing significant amounts of weight too, not just, you know, 10 pounds, 3 pounds, 4 pounds. Like the new Santa Fe lost 300 pounds, and then they're reporting that the next M3 is going to lose 300 pounds. So, I mean, at least we hear some good things potentially coming down the pipe in terms of weight loss.
The thing I'm always curious about, and if any of you guys know the answer, just tell me right now, but when the EPA does their fuel efficiency testing, is there any sort of occupancy weight?
The cars tested at the certified curb weight, whatever that is. The manufacturer submits a curb weight for the vehicle.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I just thought maybe they were just tested empty, but that makes sense.
Well, moving along.
But with the advent of all this crash avoidance stuff, won't we be able to remove a lot of that weight from the vehicle? A lot of the protection and steel, et cetera.
No, Mark, if you pat a brick, an idiot will still kill himself.
Yeah, that's how it works.
It would be dependent on changing the laws, you know.
More padded bricks.
So, Mark, we're at 6,500 RPM.
We've got to go to 15,000, but I have a solution. What if we created a new classification of vehicle, one that you had to get special insurance with, but it was devoid of safety features, and it was lighter and more efficient than.
There's no manufacturer in the U.S. that would do it.
Isn't that called
like a motor rickshaw?
Yeah,
no major manufacturer would do it because you cannot make yourself suit proof. Somebody will own the car 3-4 things down that didn't sign the paper for it.
Mm-hmm.
Craig, maybe, I'm pretty sure
liability.
Ariel already did that with the Atom.
Yeah, liability is such a
Yeah, but all 6 Atom buyers, it's not going to be an issue.
Well, the Atoms that are sold here technically are sold as
the
cake
Opel
cars.
Atom?
William.
Yes.
The Craigmobile, I like that.
It's made out of
that wasn't the chat, that wasn't me.
So the fine folks at Hooniverse.com asked a very interesting question this week. Will the Pontiac Solstice and Saturn Sky either be a collector's car? Or it's something you find in the junkyard wondering, what the hell is that thing? So, this was GM's attempt to take on the Mazda Miata or MX-5 when it was introduced in the, 2005, 2006?
Hooniverse?
Yeah, Hooniverse.
Saturn what?
The camera.
What's Saturn?
It's a planet, Colin. That's how it works.
It's a big bunch of gas.
Yeah, all right? Much like me at the moment.
Uh-oh.
Glad I'm not there.
I already showed you the bathroom, Will.
And I appreciate that.
Please excuse yourself if necessary.
Yeah, and I appreciated the tour so much, Ben.
Look, I think as usual, the point's been missed here. The collectible one is the Daewoo G2X.
How did, I knew Bob was going to say that.
What about the Opel GT?
Yeah, I was gonna,
there's another collectible.
What about the Vauxhall VX220?
That was not the...
They never did it off that car. The VX220 was off the Lotus Elise / Opel.
No, there was a VX220
the concept car.
Never built.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That was a concept, though.
Yeah, I think I'd rather have the box-shaped car than the GT.
To answer the question.
Yes.
Will it be in the junkyard, or will it be a collectible, Will?
Well, it could be in the junkyard still.
A junkyard collectible.
I don't know. I never really find it in
Forza Horizon.
Yeah. Oh, my God. It's a solstice.
It's all going to depend on time, plain and simply.
50 years.
50 years, it may be collectible.
Most of them will have rotted away.
Okay, that's it.
All right, thank you. Good night, everyone.
Redline, let's move on to the next feature.
That was 15 minutes?
Yeah.
Yay, we're done.
All right,
Jim, you're up next.
That was roundabout.
That means it's time for our lightning round. Whoa! Jim, you're next.
The Brits are going to try for another land speed record, this time 1,000 miles per hour, and they're going to do it in South Africa. They've got a vehicle called the Bloodhound SSC, which must mean supersonic car. It has the weirdest drivetrain you can imagine. It has a turbojet engine in it that they use to get it up to speed, and then they use a liquid-fueled rocket. But to get the fuel in the liquid-fueled rocket fast enough, they drive a high-speed compressor pump with a Cosworth Formula One engine. It is the coolest drive system you have ever seen.
It's so many disciplines.
Wow.
It really is amazing. It's an amazing machine. It's colossally complicated. The machine, I think, when they're done, the car's supposed to weigh about 8 tons, and they're going to try for the speed record next year for 1,000 miles an hour in South Africa on a dry lake there. I wish them luck, but boy, howdy, there's some serious technology in this thing. And the engine, when it goes off, is highly impressive.
I'm sure it is.
Is that going to be on Forza?
Yeah, it'll be a barn find.
Yeah,
but the barn explodes.
Yeah, it's like you open the doors and choom.
Very interesting story. Next up, Joffrey G.
Okay, so have you ever wanted a small version of a V8?
Not really.
Well, no,
small,
yes, you have.
How small is small?
Like a V4?
289.
No, not a V4. No, we're talking it weighs 11 and a quarter pounds.
So I could put it in my purse.
It's 8 inches high, or 10 inches high if you have the supercharger.
It's a desktop.
It makes 9 horsepower at 9,500 RPMs, and it can sit on your desk, and it's friggin' awesome. This company called – I believe they're called Conley Precision. They're going into production with this tiny, tiny V8 engine, which I want to buy a fleet of those Power Wheels cars and set up a Power Wheels racing series.
Yes.
The base price is about $5,500 to $5,700 for the naturally aspirated engine. And then if you add a bunch of stuff, it gets closer to $7,000. It's a mini block V8.
Can I use it to run a pencil?
It's fully functioning.
Okay, it's fully functioning. Doing what? They're gonna go into production with these things at $5,700. How long do you think it's gonna be till they're in bankruptcy?
Oh no, I got to tell you, the business case for this one makes Fisker's business case look robust.
Ooh, no, what they're using them for is medical pumps, medical
pumps, IV. Just looking to have some fun, or I have no idea. There can't be a real business case here.
No, wait a minute. I think there is. I think you can power dressage horses with them.
But it's awesome. So anyway,
this is the same reason dogs lick themselves.
I'd rather watch a dog lick himself than this.
Why is this new?
TMI.
There are all kinds of small V8s people have manufactured, including flatheads, may I add. So this was posted on Hooniverse a year ago. How is it news?
Now the question is the company still in business?
We'll get back to
you. A year ago.
Yeah.
That's all that matters.
Well, the reason I put that in there is because the link leads to an Autoblog story from like a day ago.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. They're scooping up from
the
universe.
It was a slow day at the Autoblog.
Next up, Herr Reinhardt.
Yes. Can you name the truck with four-wheel drive, smells like a steak, and seats 35?
Of course.
If you can.
Canyonero.
If you can, and you want your car to be one of those Canyoneros, then you can buy the badge on Etsy now, and you could buy some other interesting badges like Landspeeder, Falcon Millennium Edition, TARDIS.
POS is
Galactica.
Nice.
Yeah, point of sale, yeah.
Yeah, I think I should put that on my Volvo. The Volvo 850 POS.
It It's amazing.
Pretty ordinary
I'd
sports
buy
car.
One of those. Mm-hmm. I just could never decide which one. I like Dalek.
You like garlic?
Oh, Dalek.
Mmm, garlic.
No.
What is garlic? It's Knoblauch or something?
Schmetterling.
Oh, no, that's a... Dalek.
Garlic.
I need that POS.
Okay, that's a pop culture reference, so... Sorry.
Very good. How many badges have you bought, Mirko, and where are you applying them judiciously?
I think I buy all of them.
Did you put one on your friend Christoph's car, whatever it is, this week?
Nothing right now. He's
on a
using public lane. Transport.
Ooh.
Mm. Put it on the bus then.
Yeah. A BOS badge on a bus. That's a good one.
Run after the bus and stick it on the bed.
Moving along, Ben. That's the hot tug. You know what this is, don't you?
I believe it's a roundabout non sequitur. Oh, you know what that
means. Oh, Ben, we haven't seen you in a while. Put yourself on camera. Wait.
Hi, Ben. How are you?
Hey.
Hi. Oh, this is Ben. Hiya, Ben.
If I had a hat, I would tip it to you.
Arr.
Cash is better for tips. Anyway, hot tug lets you soak in water whilst you are actually in the water. Is that the most meta thing you've ever heard of?
I really did not think that was what you were going to
so I could,
tug.
So I could be sitting in water while sitting in water.
Yes.
That's brilliant.
It's got an outboard.
In the water.
And you know, then, I wonder why nobody's thought of this before.
I know.
It's the hot tug.
The floating hot, that's a great idea.
You could float in cold water whilst being warmed in the hot tug tub.
This is brilliant.
What happens when you heat, sort of most cities' harbor water?
I make a straight smell emits, I think it's the first
tea,
step.
Jim.
Yeah. This sounds astonishingly appealing.
I have a fresh
I'm
cup of stool
seeing
tea
this
right now.
This thing looks awesome.
Yes, it does.
You know, I'm sorry, but this connotes some meaning of the word, usage of the word awesome. I have no familiarity with
it. It burns.
It's the third definition underneath that.
So, isn't a
boat with water in it called a wreck?
Yeah. Yeah, only here, Bob, it's got
it's
warm family. Water in it, okay?
It's heated to urine temperature.
Oh, your own temperature.
Oh, yes, my body temperature.
It's a submarine that doesn't descend.
There you go. It's a surface submarine, surface submersible. Yes. Next story, Christian, last but not least, my friend from the Naval Observatory.
Or not.
That's where you work, be honest. It's okay.
Okay.
You work with the vice president, the assistant president. The one that makes all the mistakes. Anyway.
All right, then. Okay, so. So some researchers from the University of Southern California have decided to take a Mini Cooper and fit it with 230-some-odd sensors to monitor pretty much everything that the driver is doing, seeing, thinking, etc., including monitoring heart rate and other things, the goal being to basically get to know the driver and recommend games involving driving or different activities for each of the car's drivers. I'm not really sure why you need your car to run activities. But they say it could also aid in the driver's health by tracking all these things while you're spending time in the car and notifying you if it gets concerned about something that it senses or something.
You know what would be awesome if it told you instead of playing games, if it just told you to drive the car.
That would be an awesome usage.
My only concern is there's not a sensor telling you you're in front of a car. You're behind a car.
I would like to simply go on the record and say that this research was actually that was constructed by the University of Spoiled Children in Southern California, okay?
Absolutely. I think this is on a par with when it would say, okay, don't use your cell phone now.
Well, there you go. Debbie Downer, so Christian, that. Thanks again. Trying to have a happy send-off, but you're bringing us down.
That was good. Can I hear that again, Ben?
Wish I were dead.
All of your oxen have typhoid.
By the way, fun fact. Yeah. Would anyone like to hear what it sounds like when we play all of the roundabout sound effects at once?
Do it.
I think that would be something that would be really entertaining for the entire audience.
Yes.
Audience.
Wow, that sounds like one of my dreams I had last night.
Absolutely.
It was a night terror.
Yeah, it was. It was definitely,
Were you recording my ringtone?
Yes.
Anyway, we got to keep this show moving. We're done with the news, though. We had the timer for show, apparently. Right. But we got two more listener messages to get through, Ben.
Son of a bitch.
I know.
God. There it is.
Bull Roar.
Is that Wilford Brimley?
Yes.
Or is that Al Vinicor?
Vinicor.
It's Al Vinicor.
The one, the only.
Who also plays Wilford Brimley in those commercials.
He rides a horse. He doesn't ride a horse. Ben.
Is that actually Al Vinicor?
Yes.
Yes.
Son of a bitch.
Who else would?
Can't you hear the anti-Semitism?
Who else can do it like that?
No one can do it like Al. That is an absolute talent. I've tried to do an Al Vinicor imitation. And the
you
closest
feeling equal from the Delta Lounge.
No, the closest I've been able to do was Tony Hogg.
I think my Al Vinicor moment was when he asked me, "So are you going to mug me?"
Oh.
Ben, now that you have said it, that's a damn good idea.
Ben, I understand we have two phone calls that have come in the meanwhile.
Yes,
let's play those, please.
All right,
post taste.
Hey there, Roundabout guys. Fortunately, I can't be there in person. I am currently.
I think he just said fortunately.
In Milwaukee, trying to fly back to wonderful D-Town. By the way, this is Dolly. I should have probably said that at first, but...
Hello, Dolly. This is...
Roundabout.
Dolly.
It's been a long, long week. Chance to see the show go. What's my two-year-old going to be listening to now on Friday night besides Mickey Mouse? I think you guys... should feel bad about that. You have been her source for great automotive knowledge. Well, mine too, I guess.
And psychology,
more for her, more for my toddler. Mm. Anyways, wish you guys the best to the show go, but I'm sure you guys will have bigger and better things later on. Take care from Dolly Domofsky. See you guys.
He's Cule Rat on the Twitterverse, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep. He's embarrassed to use his own name.
Cule Rats.
Oh,
I don't blame him.
Cule Rats. Cool. Ben, we have another one, too.
We do. One more from our friend Dave Foley.
Ooh.
A short message. A short message? Are you kidding me? With Roundabout Show ending and like going away forever, this can't possibly be a short message. Hey, it's Dave Foley from Edmonton, Alberta, Canada, phoning you from the place where the roads are paved with bitumen. I had to call you guys and wish you the best of luck and tell you I totally appreciate everything you guys did, the work you guys put in to get that show off the ground and keep it going for as long as you did. It was amazing. You will be missed. And I just want to also give a little note of appreciation for letting me be a little part of that for the shows I was on. It was great. I totally enjoyed myself. You guys are such pros. You made my mistakes look like it was part of the show, and it blended right in, at least in my deluded mind, it blended in. So, but, you know what, I wish you nothing but the best. keep up the good work. Craig, you're going to knock it out of the park wherever you're going. Whoever is hiring you is getting a great guy.
Yeah,
and
my condolences.
Ben, I hope you find
Craig,
a way
that was
to transition out
reference?
Of doing something every Friday night. I'm sure for the next 3 or 4 weeks anyway, you're going to set up a podcast and laugh, you know, supportively about jokes that we can't hear because there isn't anybody there. But work through that, and you will get through it. You will find a way to move on with the rest.
Where's that timer when we need it?
No, you know what? thanks for doing everything you guys did. It was a great time. I had so much fun on there. You will be missed. Best of luck. This is Dave. From Edmonton. Sam, see you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Dave. I am perspiring from my eyes.
I'm just crying because of how long that message was. It's like, oh, is this thing going to end?
Colin is
he still going?
Yeah.
He's the Energizer Foley. Thank you, Dave. That was very heartfelt. Thank you, Dolly, as well. You've been an important part of the program, both of you. But... as with all things, this listener message portion must end, and we must move on to the next segment, which, if I am not mistaken, is called Buy Stuff Now.
Oh, there's more?
Yeah.
Buy Stuff Now!
Now!
Now! I tried to have it pulled up, but you know,
meow.
I pretty much
first
failed
up,
things.
Ben, we've got the Zach Bowman Memorial Special, since we did kill him off at the end of season 2, was it?
Yes.
He got a 9 mil to the chest.
Yeah.
Anyway, whoops. Close the rundown.
Fake rust.
Fake rust. What is fake rust?
Paint.
It's not the opposite real rust. Of real rust.
Yes.
Wow. I don't even know what to make of this international house of truck cakes.
Does it run? That'd be good. How's a truck kit?
IHOC.
Are you looking at the Scout right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was used in a movie. And you know who drove this car? Charlize
Lee
Theron.
Lee Iacocca?
No.
Wait, what?
Charlize Theron.
I'm listening.
She drove this in some shitty movie from a few years back, and now it's for sale for practically nothing, and the rust on the outside is supposedly painted on.
Ooh.
Did she come with it?
They couldn't find an old crappy vehicle. They had to fake one.
For the movie. Yeah, I know. Really?
You have to understand, though, for movies.
Let's find Rusty Scout. Son of a bitch. They're just not out there.
The most impressive thing about this Scout is the tiger print upholstery for the front seat. That is just – that's quality right there.
It's Kowalski.
Yes.
Oh, I can't stop laughing at the Alvinicor clip.
Son of a bitch.
So hey, Ben, you should make all of the sound effects that we've used – over the years on the show, available for download later, so you can just get
you should. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Alvinicor will live on elsewhere.
Actually, Ben,
with Alvinicor, and have them call me, so, and then that comes up.
Ben, put them on Amazon.com as an MP3 download. You know, 99 cents a shot. This is revenue.
Oh.
Revenue.
The show will make more money in death than it ever made in life.
Well, now you see, and there's something there that maybe beyond appropriate.
Yeah, the only sales would be just 99 cents just from that one clip.
Oh, I could see where that would be one of the hottest sellers. Yes, absolutely.
Fake Alvinicor in the chat room is going crazy.
Son of a bitch. Is he the real Alvinicor? Is he standing or sitting?
Christian, you're the best. You know that?
Next up, we got the spacious shuttle, the 1963 Checker Aerobus A12. Son of a bitch. Stop, says Scott in Cleveland. Help us. Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
Anyway.
Who is that? Let's get rid of them.
Bring a trailer. Spacious
shuttle. Need a trailer for that thing.
Yeah.
What is this, Bob?
Good Lord.
Ooh. Bob, explain the Aerobus to them.
What happened?
Bob?
Bob, explain the Aerobus to them.
They built it for the old airport limousines or for hotels and such. They use these things called stretches. And Checker institutionalized it, but a company called Stageway used to make them largely out of Pontiacs, including sedans. And some of the studios in Southern California used the Checker sedan and the Pontiac sedan stretch because you could put a camera crew in, like, you know, three doors back and make it look like someone's driving a car.
As you shoot rearward or forward.
Yeah, without a process screen. So it was the ultimate cheap way out, and it looked very real. Except occasionally you notice the steering column was the size of a broomstick handle.
Well, that's for safety. It's the Mercy Impaler, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Have Mercy steering column. The Have Mercy special steering column. So if you have an accident, it kills you quickly instead of horrible, lingering, sucking chest wounds.
That is our Buy Stuff Now segment.
That's all we got?
That's it. Just a little. It's a little. It's a little. It's a sprinkle, a pinch of salt, a little
delicious
flavoring agent.
Okay.
It was a slow week.
Yeah.
You guys shouldn't have shown a Bring a Trailer link because now I've clicked through four other cars.
It's horrible. It is the worst site in the world. I hate it because, you know, I'll just take a look at one thing.
This would be a good thing to put on sale. Okay, the item here in my hands, which of course Craig will recognize.
Wait, that sounds
the Sceptra. The golden Sceptra.
It is the golden Sceptra.
It was loaded with snack.
Now, did you, Bob, did you consume the snack from the golden Sceptra?
I did consume the secret prize inside the golden Sceptra.
Did it make you feel especially powerful when you did it?
Yes, I think.
I think
I felt it almost as potent as Cyrus does. Okay.
No.
Bob, you were promised for one of your times you came on the show. You were promised a golden scepter to trump Jim's jewel encrusted brooch.
The jewel encrusted brooch that I was given.
You were gifted, yes.
Jewel encrusted what?
It was a brooch, but it's spelled brooch.
It's a brooch.
No, it's pronounced brooch. I looked it up because I used to think it was a brooch also.
Brooch of conduct,
but
frankly.
But I do want to point out, and unfortunately you can't see this, okay, but it has this little label, okay? And if you could read the label says...
Why don't you read it to us, Bob?
Guangzhou Cudgel Works, Golden Scepter Type 11. I can see what the other 10 are like, okay?
They have a full range, a wide range of scepters. Ceremonial and otherwise.
Yes.
Advanced Auto Parts.
Scepters are really beautiful.
Wait, I could buy those there? Wow.
You possibly could. Anyway, we have got to tease and hawk because we got a lot coming up in the second half of the show.
Oh, sorry. That kind of hawk.
We're doing a roundabout rear view. We're checking our six. We're going to go to a roundabout update covering a story that we got to on episode 10, believe it or not. Episode 10, that's this many. And we're going to do the Price is Correct, the real meat and potatoes of this show. So you stick around for all that. But before we get to that, we've got to thank our friends at Advance Auto Parts. I'm not sure why.
Ready in advance.
You got to give them a shout out. Go to roundaboutshow.com. I'm not sure for how much longer. But if you go there, there's a banner right on the right-hand side of the page. At least that's where it
while
is right
supplies
now.
Last. While supplies last.
I can finally order those floor mats now.
You should have
Advanced
ordered
Auto Parts should be honored for sticking with Roundabout to the very end.
Yes. That's right. And the truth is, if you had ordered those floor mats earlier, with this show would probably not be the last show. That's a distinct possibility.
That's not true. But
yeah, be ashamed.
Not. This is called.
Are you
ashamed.
Happy? Is no, that ruined the show? Yeah.
It was you
again, Mud Monster.
Yeah, well, I've ruined the show many times. Just listen to half the sound clips I've sent in.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I'm kind of Craig. I'm kind of waiting for you to chastise. You know, chastise us and blame us. When is that coming?
It hasn't happened
is this
already.
My fault?
Yeah,
this is
disappointing. It was called the pre-show.
It's called the hour it took us to get started. That soured me a little bit. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's all on the stuff that you won't hear on the podcast. Yeah. You know,
it'll all be cut.
Anyway, Advance Auto Parts.
Yeah, buy stuff. Funnily, they're a pressure cooker.
Oh my god.
Go to roundaboutshow.com.
Someone leave the kettle on? What's happening?
The kettle's calling America. Go to roundaboutshow.com. On the right-hand sidebar of the page, you will see a link for Advance Auto Parts. If you click on that link, it's your portal, web portal, if you will, to savings. Because you can go there and do your shopping for everything you would normally need. Air filters, oil filters, alternators.
Sparking plugs.
Spark Zündkerzen.
Yes.
You can get those as well. Buy them. You do your shopping as you normally would on Advance. And when you go to checkout, you can see on the checkout sheet, there's a place to enter a promo code, which is listed on roundaboutshow.com. You enter that in, savings come right out of the basket. You will see them. You will see those savings. If you spend,
we save, Craig.
If you, I don't remember.
Savings.
If you spend $30, you will save $10. If you hit 50, Jim, this doesn't just apply to you, but I'm gesturing towards you, so I'm going to acknowledge your
could
name.
Could I save 20?
Careful you don't hit 20. Him in the eye.
Oh, my gosh. So my savings... I get more for less.
50. Exactly. If you're sitting down, if you hit $100, folks, this is. Let me lean into the camera because this is a bit of a secret. If you hit $100, you will be eligible to save.
Is he still talking?
$30. $30.
So badass.
Yeah. He's still talking. About it. Oh!
Jim has shattered a hip.
Oh my god!
So excited.
Such savings! I can't believe such savings.
Next up, tell us about J.C. Whitney.
Such savings! It doesn't seem fair.
It's part, Jim, believe it or not. It's part of their safe harbor.
I don't want to know what the hell's going on.
Believe it or not, Jim, I know this is hard for you to handle. Yeah. It's actually Safetoberfest right now.
Huh?
That's what they're doing, these special.
Ah!
No, Jim!
My hip! It didn't break!
No, neither did the first time.
No, but I'm terrified. Such savings frighten me.
They shouldn't, but okay. So Advance, what? We thank them for their continued and apparently continuing support of Roundabout.
They have everything for your automotive life except peanut butter.
But what they do not have is another listener message. Ben, let's cue that up. It's a celebrity.
Oh, boy. I love celebrities.
I love celebrity.
Let's listen in.
Here, who is it from?
Oh, yeah. I'm the Macho Man Randy Savage, and I'm speaking to you from beyond the grave. Oh, yeah. I understand that the Roundabout program is going all the way of all things. Yeah. But I just wanted to call and say that in London, England, at Wembley Stadium, I'm going to be defending my title against two Colonel Flanders. Colonel Flanders, you know who you are. You've beaten the best in the World Wrestling Federation. But there's two things that you're not. You're not macho, and you're not the champion. In Wembley Stadium, you're going to be beaten by the Macho Man. 1, 2, 3. Oh, yeah.
Very enthusiastic fan there.
Yeah.
Was he wishing us
Farewell.
I think he's going to try to fight all of us when we're dead.
I was worried I was going to be like Bob and just fall over after that message.
I'm Jim.
Like a personal vendetta.
I confused the Hall brothers now. God help me. I'm good. I'm just going to leave. See ya.
Hey, Ben, wave.
Oh, sorry. I was so disoriented by the hat. Hi.
All right. So that is Macho Man Randy Savage. He's apparently we're on Cryptcast as well.
That's
so
what
that's
I understand.
He downloads us
Cryptcast.
From. Yeah. Special afterlife podcast.
I have that.
That's how
Orson Welles.
Of course. Yeah. Of course. There's Cryptcast and there's. I don't know the other competing service. I don't remember.
Casket Cast.
Casket Cast. Anyway. Next up, Ben. It's time for a misty-eyed look at things from the past.
And you must sing along.
Nope.
No.
You must.
No.
Play it.
When I go a-motoring in my old jalopy, I think of all our picnics, those Joes sure are sloppy. But more than anything,
sing, Jim. I don't know the words.
Here's another edition of Roundabout Review and many more.
You just made the case for why this show's on.
Yeah. I was really touched by that.
Jim, keep your hands to yourself.
No, Jim's fine.
No, it was Bob. Bob's reaching through the cybernet. Fiber web.
I have the fiber web special device here, yes.
Ben, we have a video from 1905 and 60.
I'm familiar with this video.
It is the Ford promotional film Experimental Wrist Twist Steering Control on a Mercury Park Lane Convertible.
They also had it in 64.
Did they?
Yep.
Go on. Nobody says anything.
Dave, you have a recording of a cricket?
I'll have to get that for next week.
Yeah, good. Let's do it. Yeah.
So what do we got here, Craig?
There's no audio.
If you want there to be audio, yes. There certainly can be. That'd be swell.
On Ford's Dearborn Proving Ground.
Driven by typical auto owners to settle public opinion. This Mercury Park Lane convertible is being used to test average driver attitudes to an experimental steering control system.
That's got the hardest
to replace the familiar steering wheel.
There we go.
Called the wrist twist steering control, it was developed for Mercury by ex-missile engineer
Here's
Bob
a woman
Rump,
walking from the
who is
the
ready
random.
To send the car off with a driver who promises to be about as non-technical as they come.
That's right, she's a stupid woman. She knows nothing about technical things.
Although the appearance may seem startling at first, the wrist twist steering control takes very little practice to get used.
Describe this, Craig.
There are two circular controls that are on either side, and you're supposed to twist them to steer? Yes. What if one wheel was independent of the other?
But they're not. And the thing is, the two awesome. Controls were not independent either. They were interconnected.
And they both turned.
I knew people that have actually driven it, and when you first got in it, you over-controlled tremendously. But after about 2 or 3 minutes, literally, it was very intuitive.
Yeah.
I'm still not clear as to why this is better than just one big
wheel. Yeah.
I want handlebars or a pillar.
Well, I'll tell you why. One, the effort was incredibly low on it. Seriously, that was one
not
of the things.
Not that it was very high on.
Well, that's
right,
because you know I've always thought that there
steering.
Is nothing more strenuous than turning a steering wheel in a car with.
Well,
with power
I know it's such a pain someday.
Is this better in emergencies?
I mean, I'm absolutely exhausted after like a 10-minute drive.
Actually,
that's 10 minutes out of your iron lung.
It was better. They found out it was better in emergencies if you had slow steering where you had to rack the wheel around a lot to bring it around. Because here it was. These things,
too quick.
Yeah, the turning was much faster.
Like this.
This looks ridiculous.
Mirko, what's the European stance on this? We haven't heard from you in a while.
Yeah, Mirko, what do you think of that? Is that the way of the future, or perhaps are we all doomed?
I want a side stick. Like in a plane.
Yes. I was actually reading about Tiller. It was about, you know, if cars do become automated and they replace steering wheels, that you'll have like a little joystick that will come out, you know, to guide your car into your garage, basically, like the one thing that
Excuse me, I'm sorry, I have to ask this question, that if the car can drive in traffic with cars around and signals, why can't it stop in a garage?
I don't know. If you look at Google's version of it, they're actually mapping out what's going on, and I don't think LiDAR would work in something like that. I don't know.
Why not?
I don't know.
Why not?
Why don't you have answers?
Exactly.
This is Google.
You know about boring things.
Yeah. So
unacceptable.
Any questions?
Level down. Thanks, Dragon. Oh, no. Yes. Boat Anchor Bird is what his name is.
So they came upon the level boss and couldn't pass it, right?
No. Michelle.
Those are the sound drops I want.
Yes.
This is so sexist, this video.
Michelle is using paperwork. Her passive voice.
I think she's over there doing paperwork listening to us be idiots.
Yeah. No,
but Michelle, wouldn't you have liked that if like the steering column and the controls were done in a nice pastel pink?
But where was she going to hang her purse?
Yes.
You could hang it around the column ahead
on
of
on the handlebars.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, you could this is answering so many questions that many people have had.
Really?
Yeah.
Many people?
Well, many people have not had questions this is answering. Absolutely. Many.
Well, there you go. That is our roundabout rear view. Check out the video, roundaboutshow.com. Again, not sure for how much longer, but you can go there anyway. Get the, what is it, error 420 DNS server or something?
404.
403.
403.
There you go. Anyway, Ben, we've got another bit of news. We've got to recap something here, don't we?
Are you talking about a roundabout update?
Is that what it's called?
I believe so.
Do we have news music?
And now it's time for this week's roundabout update.
Sorry, I mean a roundabout update. So, if you remember, if you are a true fan of the Roab canon, as you should be, back to episode 10. Jeff Ross, you were there.
I was.
Those were the bad old days.
Where it only took 13 hours to make a
on a Saturday
episode.
Memories right there.
On a Sunday.
Yes, on a Sunday.
You wasting my Sundays instead of my Fridays, the roundabout way.
Roundabout review. Anyway, we've got a gentleman who drove his brand new Bugatti Veyron into a saltwater bath, and he wasn't trying to cure it like meats. Bad situation. But there's an update. Why? He was supposed to go to trial.
Why?
What is this, Downton Abbey? What's happening?
Yeah. You'll speak
I'm
when
to take
spoken
a lady's
to.
Bath.
Anyway,
don't go there, Craig.
His lawsuit. Apparently, he's being sued. His house and his insurance company. The lawsuit has been delayed for an unknown reason. Why, Jim? Why?
Because when the car went off into the water, the wing was up, which means it was going really fast.
How fast?
Many, many miles per hour.
Kilometers?
Well, no, it was a U.S. spec car.
How many? How fast in acres?
Doesn't really look like it made it that far into the water for as fast
would
as
it doesn't. As it actually, doesn't
it's a very
the wing
heavy
up,
car.
Meaning he might have been braking because isn't the wing down when it goes its fastest?
No. Well, yeah, but the thing is, when you're moving at a certain speed, the wing goes up, and it only works for aero braking when you're going over, 120 kilometers per hour.
Oh, well, okay. I believe when it's in pelican avoidance mode. Sideways.
Yeah, but my guess is this guy wasn't sharp enough to put it into pelican avoidance mode.
I'm watching the video. It doesn't look like he's going that fast. Got to be honest.
It's the stopping.
Sure
it's
slower on
television. Going 60 miles an hour just doesn't look like you're going fast.
So there you go. Dumbass. Back in the news. And he probably ruined that beautiful car. He's doing about, whoa.
Probably.
It's like the whale at SeaWorld.
The whale?
Playmoo.
Did you say the quail?
A whale.
Oh, it's the special follow-up.
Look at that. Watch the touchdown. Nailed the landing. Ooh. It's 9.8.
I give it a 7.5.
You would.
Yeah, I would.
There you go. So that is update. Moving along. Oh, what? It's time.
For the Price is Correct?
Yes!
Oh, boy.
What is this price of correct?
Wait a minute. That whole thing was the warm-up?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Next
we
up,
forgot to tell you.
This is Jeff Ross's baby. Literally, he birthed it. So I'm going to hand off.
Literally. Literally.
Literally.
Had a baby that was a game on a podcast.
We had a baby pizza boy.
Here it comes.
Internet's
the most exciting
podcast game.
Fabulous.
10-minute-ish.
Prize is
correct.
Yeah, the face is correct.
Insert contestant name here.
Come on down!
Do you know what that jingle does the best? The best part of that is how it exemplifies our eternal hope that we're going to ever be able to stick to a timeline on this show ever.
Jeff Ross, take it away.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Jeff. Hi.
Hey, Jeff, it's good to have someone else who talks so softly.
I'm missing my slender little microphone.
Benman Capote.
The Barker.
Well, the first car that I found was a Gandersy for Mr. Cole on his way out.
A Gandersy? Ooh.
It must be a Florida thing.
Jeff, what year Gandersy is it?
2003.
Ah, a Svit. Ooh. It's a Svit, isn't it?
A Focus Svit with five doors.
Ooh, luxury.
And it's completely stock.
But it's not the Recaro seat model, is it?
That's the European appearance package.
It's Recaro seat.
It's got winter package, though.
How many miles? It's got,
113.
How many? It's parsecs.
97,000. Mostly hot.
That's fine. That ZTEC will run forever, Jim.
You know what that is? 97,000. Proven car.
There you go. It's been for 97,000-mile car, I'll tell you this, the underhood looks pretty damn square.
It's clean. That's very
the
true.
Rodents haven't even eaten the blanket on the firewall,
exactly.
If you notice.
So. They love it. It's nut-like flavor.
Now, I wonder if the gentleman is having
They're not the only ones.
No. They're not the only ones. Bob eats insulation.
Oh, dear.
Excuse me. It's really yummy. It's got some
that's one of his imported snacks from China, insulation.
Yeah. Yes. Firewall insulation crisps. Yes.
Melamine. Lead.
I have some.
Those like pork rinds.
Anyway, what is this car worth? Who should we start with, Jeff?
Anybody. There's too many people on here. I'm not even going to keep track.
this is going to be entertaining.
He gives up. He's done.
No, just
that's
just
the show,
number.
Everybody.
Just yell a number. No.
7,500.
Okay, who's next?
5,500.
Who's next?
Jim Hall, 5,000.
Bull Roar.
Who's next?
Bob Hall, 4,999.
I hate you.
You guys are even older.
How many miles?
97,000. Probably a little more than that now.
How many listening skills?
Does it come with the Fiesta in the first picture?
Obviously.
Or the Festiva?
I'm going to say $8,000.
I'll say a dollar.
I'll say $6,500.
Okay, you win at $6,850. Close enough.
You didn't even let Michelle. Michelle, may I ask you, were you going to guess $6,800?
She was. Michelle wins!
Ow. Don't quit your day job as America's favorite Wilford Brimley impersonator. Established 1978.
Just gonna put it on record. Best playing of The Price is Correct.
What's our next vehicle? Oh, God.
Oh, Lord. I just got to look at it. It's ghastly.
Ghastly?
I wouldn't call that ghastly.
I'm sorry. When you swath it in diamond plate. Okay?
And look at very little to be awesome.
Look at the absolutely elegant application of the front over fender. Oh yeah. This thing is a real piece of
I personally like the Chevy badge on the front there. That's just class.
It may have a Chevy engine in it. I'll give it
Jeff, I want to start the bidding off on this. $1,380.
What Jeff, does it have a Chevy engine in it?
It's a Land Cruiser.
Yeah, I know that.
Yeah,
it's a Chevy engine.
This Land Cruiser has a Chevrolet engine, right?
Correct. 2,000 miles.
Is it a V8?
V8.
Yes.
A V8 engine. How many of the cylinder displacements?
350.
So racist.
Fun scissors.
You know,
can we just get a lower third for Colin that just says so racist?
Yeah,
that's so racist.
Saying that's so racist.
Okay, that's
like
case,
that just
I
like depressed
to,
and accepting statement.
So Colin's bit is that so racist? Okay,
yeah.
He just resigned himself to the racism.
5,200.
So racist.
Okay, who's next?
$10.50.
Oh, you're getting close.
$20.
I'm going to say 11.
Whoa.
$11?
No. No, Michelle, you mean 11,000, right?
Jeez.
This is
I
staff,
say
by the way.
Saxby
Chambliss. I'm going to say 6,000.
7,500.
I say 3,000.
I say 7,200.
Shut up.
Guys, this is in Flagstaff, and it's an import. I'd like to see its papers.
$3,000.
$7,500 is the actual answer.
Oh,
because I guessed it.
Well, if everyone's guessed, then Michelle's the winner because it's $13,500.
What? It's obviously for someone that's blind.
I was literally fancy blue bow tie adds $6,000.
It is JFH. I'm sorry.
Told me
out of control.
All right, that's two. Michelle carried the day.
Hang on, did you say Men's Warehouse?
Yes.
Yes.
That's racist. I'm sorry.
It's a Men's Warehouse.
I'm not going to participate in this anymore.
It's gender racist is what it men's is. Warehouse. Next right, up.
The final vehicle.
Oh, boy.
Is a tribute.
On to Mazda tribute?
To garbage?
Road trip.
Oh.
Does it come with a free latrine?
Ben would use it. Wouldn't use it if it did. So instead, what if that was an option? You know, they have the freezer in between the seats. What if they had a toilet?
Yeah, instead. Sold.
It would keep it cold, so it wouldn't stink.
Oh boy,
man, that's just you're God. Selling it right there, Ben. Right
always,
there.
Always sees things on the positive side, doesn't he?
Question: Is it an EcoBoost?
No, it's 2010.
Oh, okay.
This could be EcoBoost.
It bugs me that the steering wheel is not straight in the interior photo.
I know, right?
I must know the miles. I must.
10 trillion.
10 trillion. Miles. But it's got a THX audio system.
Ooh. THX certified.
Seems a bit optimistic.
100,000 mile warranty.
How much is left on the warranty?
7 miles.
Okay.
I would seven guess. Miles? I would guess this is going to be trading for about... 25.5 US dollars.
Oh wait, I forgot to say that it's in Flint.
Okay,
that then.
Okay, $15,000. There you go.
25.5. Final answer.
Jim Hall, 22 grand.
Shut up.
Jeff, what were you saying?
It does, not,
does it not have
big rims.
Rims.
I think that's a selling point to this car. Then it does not have big rims.
Mm-hmm. But it does have the porta potty center console option.
a lot of cars have that. It's just not designed for that function. Okay,
yeah. Guys, don't forget, everybody. You've got to factor in a certain percentage increase because the movie Lincoln. Okay, the tie-in.
You mean Abraham Lincoln, the vampire killer, that one that was a hit?
No, the new one, the other one, next one.
So right, what
I'm
is
going to guess how much the ROAB spec
well, has everyone? We haven't heard from Mirko or Michelle or Christian.
Haven't heard from anybody.
We have
19.
Christian's no longer playing. He said he wasn't.
He's boycotting what? The observatory.
Wait,
I didn't say
are
racist.
You sure, Colin? You're not
Mirko. Let's start with you.
Bob said racist. That.
You said 19. I think you said Mirko. You said 19 grand, didn't you?
19 grand, not $19.
Okay. Not 19 euros.
Mr. Glucker.
21,000.
Mr. Birdman.
I said 31,000.
That's racist.
You beat me to it.
I guess 30,000. Michelle.
You're muted, you know Michelle. Oh, there we go. Never mind. We can hear you.
You know what's kind of sad?
Ben, that's racist.
It's misogynist.
It would be worth more if it was.
You can do it, Michelle.
Despite being in Flint, I'm actually going to say 31,000.
I don't know what you said, 31.
31,1 then.
Yeah, that's my number.
Make it 39.99 then.
It's my number, you racist. Nowhere near my number. No, that's the.
Anyway.
Do 31,01.
Okay.
Mark Malonzo. No.
28,500.
Oh. Mm. Christian is boycotted Bob.
Bob, what's your guess?
I'm not boycotting.
I speak for Christian now.
No, you don't.
God help us
you're
all.
You're not doing that. That is
did
not happening.
Did you get that, Craig?
No.
28,888.
Nice round number. Lucky in China.
Lucky number.
Christian.
Lucky Christian in Japan,
calls
too.
29,500.
Okay. And the retail price, Joffrey?
Well, apparently Michelle and Colin are tied since they guessed the same number, but it's $33,000 for this beast.
Well, Michelle had 30,001.
So I win.
She won again.
She doesn't win. I win.
Michelle is the champion.
You can't just start making things up, Colin.
We are the champions, my friend.
Amazing. You just won a 1999 Chrysler Sebring LXI convertible with a combination cassette player and AM/FM radio. Time to party like it's almost the year 2000.
Boy, I would buy a car after hearing that. That guy knows how to sell.
Do you still have the he/she/?
Oh, Ben, no. Don't we have a level up sound or a winner sound or something?
You know what I'm talking about? What did he/she/win? I can't even say it right.
Non-gender
specific participant. Anyway, good hustle team. That concludes the fight.
It's hilarious to hear Craig make sports references.
Oh, yeah, we're going to knock it out of the park. Take it to the end zone here because we're getting close. Next up, 2012 predictions. You have a sound drop for that, Ben?
No.
Well, go ahead and play it, and I'll get my paperwork.
Okay.
Arbitrary one, Ben. Use the.
All right, guys, we're going to run down these strangers. They quickly became my friends.
Oh, memories right there.
Cath chat, all about not pissing yourself. We got a list of predictions we made at the end of last year for 2012. Obviously, 2012 this year as Year of Our Lord, as we speak, is not over yet, so things still could happen, but we've got a list. We're going to vote these up or down. We're going to see what happened, so let's get started. Aaron Bragman, who hoed us out tonight. Aaron, if you're listening, I'm sorry, but...
But you did hoe us out, so...
Prediction number one.
So he's not that sorry.
Yes, he's not. Aaron's prediction number one. Tesla is going to deliver Model S in 2012, but not when they say, for example, not on schedule. Were they on schedule?
Not yet.
Not yet.
It's a great car, though, to drive. Holy moly.
Okay. Is that correct, then, or not?
Well, the car's on sale.
Yeah, but it wasn't on schedule, so...
Oh.
He was right.
I thought it was ahead of schedule by a month.
Not if you're talking about actually delivering cars to people other than Elon Musk.
Yeah.
That's
he got
delivery,
his.
Though.
And not only that, his special car that has more power was given to at least two different magazines.
Mm-hmm. No, it's funny. Actually, we got it too, and you can see in the thing. It's the one of the Bluetooth phones is it says Elon.
Yeah, they say that, but they're two cars that are both his cars. And they both have the phone in there.
Yeah.
Creepy.
Yeah.
Anyway, Eric's prediction: GM sales will begin to fall off as they will have to start putting big cash on the hoods. Is that true or false? It was voted two negatives, two positives. It was a neutral vote at the time. Are GM sales falling
off? Are they putting a ton of cash on the vote right now?
No.
Weren't they last month?
Well, stop. It's a trick. It's a trick question.
Yeah.
They have an incentivized lease, Michelle.
Not knowing how they calculate the price of cars.
Michelle, they have an incentivized lease that they're doing in California, but the truth is the resale of the car is affected because it still is sticker eligible.
So we'll just say neutral then.
Yeah.
Gender neutral. Stephen Ewing, prediction number one. Calendar year 2012, that's this year, Chevy Cruze will become the best-selling car in its class. As I understand, the Corolla is still a turd box.
They had some good time, some good months with the Cruze, yeah. But it's got a ways to go to clear the end of the year, so no, ain't going to happen.
That box is steaming. Next, Michelle.
Don't be a douche.
Thank you. Michelle.
Oh, Stephen.
What was Michelle's prediction?
Number one, we are going to start seeing the return of retail brands coming into different vehicle segments, such as Eddie Bauer. We're seeing that with Gucci on the Fiat Cinquecento.
Well,
yeah, but Gucci's not renewing the contract.
When did she make this prediction? Because the Gucci came out in late 2010 in Italy.
Last year. It was last year, Jim.
It was before last year.
It was before last year. Yeah, exactly.
It's not a prediction.
But we count it
as a
prediction.
Were there any other brands, guys? Colin, you know about boring stuff.
That's racist.
co-branding is sort of foundering right now.
Yeah, I can't think of any other examples off the top of my head.
I think there's one because of Tesla building cars up in the Bay Area. I think they're going to do a tie-up with Rice-A-Rooney, the San Francisco treat.
No. They can't get the rights. It's going to be Rice-A-Rooney, the San Fernando treat.
Yeah.
This is a negative. Craig's prediction number one, another Volt-related prediction. The Chevy Volt will make a significant rebound, hitting its sales target of 45,000 units. Its image will also improve dramatically. That got a big negative vote there.
Yeah.
Well, half of it, the image is not quite what... The image has gotten better.
They're selling more.
And the thing is, they're relatively hot in some parts of the country, hot in a few parts of the country, and cold in others. It's a...
That's a neutral then.
It's a neutral.
You gotta bear in mind, you know, all the talk about the Chevy Volt, you know, there's stuff you can't put in a Chevy Volt. You know, you can't put a redneck in a Chevy Volt, for example.
Yeah, right? You can't put a gun rack, though. Won't fit. Nearly the same thing. Remember that story?
Yeah.
Aaron Bragman, prediction number two. Acura's new idea of MPGs over MPH. That's not exactly a sentence.
But I don't know why it was voted because Acura seemed to be sales-proof right now. And if you doubt it, drive an ILX.
That bad, huh?
Well, the 2-liter ILX, I'm sorry. If you want a $32,000 Civic that won't pull the skin off an egg custard, it's a great choice.
Yeah, it's the best one.
It's as powerful as a bag of hair.
Can we go back?
I say as dumb as a bag of hair, and I can get away with saying that.
And if anybody, yeah, I mean, I think first of all, they realized there was an untapped market with people that wanted to pay $32,000 for a Civic, and they decided to tap it.
Yeah. So was Aaron right?
Untapped for a reason.
MPG.
I don't know what the prediction
was. Neutral.
Yeah.
Because it's not, incomplete.
The cars aren't selling. I mean, the cars are not.
I think maybe their idea of pushing MPGs instead of fuel economy instead of performance, which they're doing with the RDX, putting the 6-cylinder engine in opposed to the turbo 4, which actually gets better economy.
Yeah, the six cylinder is the best. Well, it tells you something about the nature of their 4, but the 6-cylinder gets better fuel economy than any other vehicle in the segment.
Wow, very good.
Which have some 4s in there.
Eric, prediction number 2. Once Dan Ackerson is gone from GM, John Krafcik will turn them down and he'll replace Alan Mulally. Well,
wow.
No.
No.
Man,
that was a stretch one, and frankly, it's
got
marks.
Yeah, that was
now.
Really a stretch right there.
It's the thought that counts.
Yes. Steven, prediction number 2, a Japanese automaker will launch a diesel-powered passenger car in the United States next year. I don't believe that has yet happened.
We need the recording of the cricket again.
That's a negative, Steven. Unless he's talking about the Matsuda.
That's the one I've
not out yet. If he's talking next year, is he talking about 2012?
Well, yeah, because this was at the end.
The Mazda ain't going to hit by them because the new Mazda 6, for example, doesn't go on sale until next year.
Michelle, your prediction number 2.
Yeah?
Prius will become its own brand in 2012.
Prius.
Well, that happened.
Prius.
No, it didn't.
It still
says Toyota on the back and still has a Toyota badge in the front.
And it's sold at a Toyota dealer. It is not a standalone brand.
Exactly.
They're storming up the charts in Europe, though, Mirko, if I'm not mistaken.
What do you mean? Selling dozens per year.
Yes.
Silence.
It's not a standalone brand.
It's either exhaustion or
I get what you're saying.
Yes,
anger.
We get it.
I mean, remember,
I was wrong. I already established that.
Craig's prediction number 2. This whole green thing is going to start to fade. It's going away.
Yeah,
the prediction I made 3
Global warming
years.
Doesn't exist.
It doesn't, guys. Point of fact.
Well, the green thing is totally dependent on another green, and that's the amount of green needed to buy a gallon of gasoline, okay?
Very true. We're going to go ahead and give this one a plus.
Huh? Wait, what?
It's executive privilege. Next prediction. Aaron's number 3. Barring any crazy spikes in gasoline, sales of hybrids will skyrocket to 3% of the U.S. market, up from 2.5% today. He's probably right, actually, the percentage.
Electric.
He said hybrid.
Hybrid and electric.
He just said hybrid.
Yeah, that's a reasonable number, actually.
Mm-hmm. Very much so.
Anybody disconcur?
Disconcur.
Nice.
Let's ask Colin because he knows boring stuff.
I re-concur.
That's a plus for Mr. Bragberg. Eric, prediction number 3. As China's auto sales flatten, the government will pressure foreign automakers to give them their technology, and a foreign automaker will pull out of China. Well, there you go, Saab. They no longer sell cars. Eric was right.
No, he wasn't. Not even close.
Yeah, let's not.
But Subaru.
In fact, something's happening now. The government... A lot of government ministries have been told they have to buy Chinese brands.
Mm-hmm.
They cannot buy even if they're built there, they have to buy a Chinese brand.
Mitsuoka.
Well, and at the rate of World War III, it looks like we're about to go to. I don't think the Japanese will be there that much longer.
Well, they're built on top of an
that
earthquake.
Is so racist.
Yeah, that's racist. That's really racist. And I'm Japanese, so I can say that.
What's going on over
Jefferson.
There?
Oh, Mr. Jefferson, the neighbor. That's right.
Yes.
How many more predictions do we have?
We got 3 more, Colin. All right, I know you want to go out and get blitzed at the bar, but just sit tight.
You don't need to stick around if it's not interesting.
Number 3, Steven, number 3. BMW 5 Series GT will be at least will be announced that it will go out of production in the U.S. It will be replaced by the 5 Series wagon.
No.
That's dreaming.
Negatory.
Gasp.
In fact, bear in mind, they're getting ready to launch a 3 series VP.
Oh, that scares me so much.
And a 1 series.
Yeah.
Michelle, prediction number 3. The whole European situation will cause Fiat to move to the U.S., create a single company. Fiat moves out of Italy and is traded on the NYSE. That was nope. 1 minus and 3 pluses.
Now, what's probably going to happen is Fiat Auto will move to the States. Grupo Fiat will move to the States.
The whole group. They make Grupo, tractors.
Yes, they make Comau robots and so on. Grupo Fiat will probably move to the States. Fiat Auto will remain a vertically integrated company in Italy, even though they'll take a tax hit. They'll have fewer and fewer cars coming from Italy, and they'll do it for tax reasons, because they know they'll have the government over them like a bad
suit.
So
in English?
In English, Fiat Auto, the Fiat Auto group, which includes Maserati, Alfa Romeo, and so on, that will stay in Italy. Grupo Fiat, the parent company, which is a holding company, will probably get moved to the States.
So that's a negative.
That's exactly what I meant. Thank you.
Well, that's what she meant. She's absolutely right. Incredibly insightful.
We're going to give her a minus half.
To clarify that, right?
What about Bob?
I said Jim wasn't there to clarify it, and that's what Michelle meant.
Exactly.
Yeah. That was
exactly.
It, right, Mish? Yeah, see?
That still hasn't happened.
Craig's prediction number 3. The United Auto Workers will organize one of the transplants. Top targets are Volkswagen and Hyundai.
No.
Let's hear the sound of that cricket again.
I have...
Snowball's chance in Australia.
Mitsubishi Normal, Illinois. Done.
No, that's another one. Will be. Future. That was already organized.
Yeah. I meant done. You see? You were here to clarify.
I wasn't here to clarify.
That's a plus.
Now,
thank
you. Now, if
you
want me to clarify, how much cash have you got?
Yeah.
Do you take Bitcoin?
Yes, I will take Bitcoin, as a matter of fact. Yes.
I want Bitcoin, please.
Bitcoin. Well, there you go. That's our predictions. A lot of wrong
Except
answers.
we got 3 more. I'm sorry. These are Jeff's.
Well, okay. I don't have those.
Oh, I've got them.
Well, better manipulate those then.
Stand by.
Hey, guys. I'm in Austin, Texas right now, driving Chevrolet Malibu. And I wanted to make sure that I got my opinions and predictions in for 2012. And my first one... while it might be a little controversial, I think Saab will survive. Yes, I know. They're not doing that well right now, and bankruptcy is looming, but I have a feeling the little Swedish company can pull it out.
Wow. So tired of hearing about that company.
Man, I could...
Well, I was right.
That's racist, Colin.
All right. Freaking Swedes.
There it is.
Next racist. Next
prediction 2.
At least he's not talking down the laps.
One might be a little hot topic too, but I think that the Volt will become a dominant seller over the Leaf. I know the two have gone back and forth, and Nissan's been throwing some jabs at the Volt, and recent issues with the Volt will be fixed, but I think it will... do pretty well for 2012.
Well, it's kicking,
I win.
It's kicking the Leaf's ass.
Sort of. You said too many things.
Yeah, but correct me if I'm wrong. Aren't certain Mitsubishi models kicking Leaf's ass?
Yeah.
Too? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like their whole
especially
line?
The closeout on Evos.
Oh, yeah. Globally, the Leaf's winning, right?
Yeah. On a global basis, it is.
Japan.
Although they're taking a lot of the level 3 charging stations in Japan offline.
Level 3?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Careful, that is racist.
He's talking
to
me.
That is racist.
All right, Ben, what's the next prediction?
Third and final.
Last.
Finally, this one, not so much for 2012, but it'll get a trend starting. I think the new 2013 Fusion will be the best-selling sedan in America.
It's not even on sale.
It definitely won't happen until
well, you said it wouldn't happen
calendar
in 12,
year,
but in the future.
Since it isn't going on sale until later in 2012. But I think this definitely will become the best-selling car in America, putting Ford on top once again.
Maybe eventually.
Hmm? No, sorry, people in hell want ice water.
They use iTunes, right, or something?
Just because the show's ending does not mean it's the end of the year.
Well, it's the end of the year for Roundabout. It is. I mean, you know, it's sort of Michelle is the end of all time for roundabout.
End of days.
I still have to wait for the end of the world in December, you guys.
They didn't take into account.
We're already getting here for you.
No, wait a minute, Michelle. Because of errors in the calendar, that end of the world that was supposed to take place in December 2012, the actual date was 3 years ago.
Or,
yeah, because of daylight savings, it's already happened.
Damn Americans. Screwing up
everything.
Mirko looks increasingly exhausted.
The problem was you're
more sober now. He's
Why am I here? I'm fine.
I'm fine.
Yeah,
I'm
fine. I really perfectly predicted the end of
round. It's only like 6 in the morning for Mirko. It's fine.
It's 2:35. It's
the night is young.
Greg, did you lose your contacts?
I gotta do something here.
Is it summer in Mirko in Germany?
It's early.
No. It's freaking cold.
That's not how the seasons work.
Is it summer there?
You know it's not Australia, right? Like,
I thought it was, so. Hemisphere.
All right.
No
that
is
our... That is the exciting conclusion of our predictions for the year. And we're...
The predictions are done?
Yes.
Predictions are done forever.
I'd like to make a prediction. For 2013.
This show will not be on the air.
You got it. Absolutely. The podcast will be gone.
Lord, save us.
And unlike the Daewoo G2X, the podcast will be sought out as a treasured item by people. And they will try to find their recorded copies of it and be able to trade them for phenomenal amounts of money for an original copy.
Like Paul.
All right. I'm downloading all these episodes again.
I would do that.
First run copy.
The black bordered ones,
the value of ones and zeros many times over.
Yep.
If you had the entire collection of all 145 episodes, you would be wealthy beyond the dreams of avarice by this time next year. That's my prediction.
You should make some wild ones, like about 2025.
No, thank you.
No.
By 2025, we'll no longer be
by the end of the show, Colin.
A fancy restaurant.
Yeah, we'll drive hover unicycles.
Hover unicycles. Wow.
That will be powered by micro pulverized.
That is racist.
Yeah, because clowns. You're making fun of clowns.
Yeah.
Okay, I respect clowns. I respect clowns.
It's racist to one of the two wheels on a bicycle.
Colin, I predict that by 2025, ROAB will no longer be on the air.
Sound advice.
I predict by 2025, I'll be crying in the corner again.
That's most days, though, isn't it?
No. No, I don't have a cleanup. I mostly have a cleanup box by me.
Uh-oh, somebody has to leave.
What? Are you serious, or is that your way of just moving us along?
No, I have to get going.
Bull roar!
Aww.
Well, we'll bid adieu
Son
forever,
of a bitch.
I guess.
I was waiting for
it was
that.
A good run, Jeffrey.
Yeah.
Yes, it was.
Thank you,
Jeff,
for
I don't
everything.
Mean to break up the party, but you guys can
You're
go on without
anyway.
Me.
You so dis-
oh, we will.
You, Al is so upset with you.
Thank you for everything,
got a
Jeff.
Hooper, and Jeff's a super duper.
I'm gonna. I actually have to join Mr. Ross in leaving because I have
Jeff's
a dinner appointment.
Leaving. Boom!
Son of a bitch!
Well,
son
of a bitch!
To your place.
Look, I can do a side high five.
Smack! Well, you're smacking Mirko in the head. That's
yeah,
the
yeah,
problem.
You
gotta go like diagonally. Diagonally,
Jeff. You have to do it to your lower right. Yeah. And I'm sorry, Jeff Glicker. You have to do it to your lower right. And Jeff Ross, you have to do it to your upper left. And you
Mark
guys will
Alonzo
be
Alonzo for the block.
Perfect. There we go. There,
yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
No. Jeff Glicker, yeah. Hand down.
Glicker,
high five.
Mirko's seizing. Look.
Wait, which way do I stick my hand?
They're all
here?
Doing their own thing.
This is so confusing.
All right.
Okay.
You had to be there.
All right.
Aren't we at plug time anyway?
All right.
Goodbye, guys.
Jeff Ross, thank you for everything. It's been fun.
Thanks, guys.
Follow his stuff on the Autoblog.
It was a fun run.
Mr. Glucker.
Very much so.
Bye, Mr. Glickier.
Well, toodles to you from here.
Thanks, guys. I had a blast.
Yes. Good times.
Bye,
great
guys.
Oldies.
Good night, all.
Good night.
Deuces.
Happy Whipping trails pulled. To you.
Bye,
Happy
Jeff.
Trails yeah.
Happy
to
trails to you. Keep smiling jingle. Until then.
Remember to drive with care everywhere. I'm Art Baker for Chevrolet.
On the highway.
Chevrolet. All right, Ben, we got another phone call, I understand.
We do. One last well wish.
Let's hear it.
Well, the time has finally come to put this...
I recognize that voice. He's one of the ROAB originalists.
Originalists?
Originalists.
Foundationalists.
Ben has created a new word.
OG. He's a ROAB classic. Anyway, here we
Vintage.
Go. Great adventure to bed. 3 years. What a fantastic run for the Roundabout show. We've had amazing people on the show.
Is he talking about this show?
Covered some of the, the craziest stuff you'd ever think about. And
he's trying to kiss someone's butt.
It's with sincere sadness that I do record this as the final show of the Roundabout Show.
As opposed
takes
to
the checkered
sadness.
Flag. So my sincere thanks to Craig, to Ben, and to everyone who's been on the show over these last 3 years. Thanks, everyone, for listening. And I'm sure we'll see you again sometime out there.
Somewhere
as opposed to insincere thanks.
I'm still waiting for the
there.
Next album. Yeah, I know. It was so open-ended. Sometime.
Is there a joke in there?
No. Pretty much just depressing. What that
that's
was.
Sad.
Why yeah, that's a real man. I'm just glad the depression has just come on straight.
Whose decision was that?
Ben, couldn't you run that through pitch changer or something to make it a little better?
He could have auto-tuned it.
Auto-tuning would have been better.
That would have been even
speaking of auto-tune, Craig.
I think we have a show, not Ben. Much. We're
not
there
yet. I
think
we do have a show.
We have plugs to do.
But if you stay tuned through the plugs, we may have a special little thing that the Jeffs are missing out on.
That's right.
It's ready here, so
and it got will be with all the congratulations.
Do the
maximum
plugs.
Congratulations.
Yes, and then the cash rewards will be made. Go
yes.
Ahead.
Okay. Plugs, Ben. Put up the folks in the tiny chat again, please, because we're going to start there. We're going to start with Mr. Reinhardt on the far left. Auf der links. What's up, Mirko?
Not much. I'm not driving anything interesting except rental Citroens and.
I thought you said interesting.
Yeah.
You are our North exactly. Central European correspondent. You are aware.
Yes, I am.
It's hard to be a correspondent for a show that's off the air there, Craig.
Shut up, Christian.
Yeah, that's...
I'll try my best.
You're unemployed, Mirko.
Yeah, that's what we're trying to tell you gently.
That sucks.
You won't be getting the checks anymore.
Yeah, I
am. Have they been cashing
okay?
You'll
be sending in some Salesians instead. Sorry, that's racist.
Well, you did send me some stuff some time ago.
EcoBoost.
Yeah, EcoBoost. I had to unpack it at the customs office.
Oh, that's right. Tell that story. Tell that story. Oh, I sent you a box of treasures as a thank you for sending us license plates and other tchotchkes. But
and there was no ham inside.
No, I'm sorry. It came in a Dearborn ham box.
Oh, yes. And we know about mad pig disease and how the Germans hate that.
But what were some of the sea treasures you received?
Sea treasures.
Oh,
Old Spice commercial.
Give me half a minute.
Half a minute, 30 seconds. In the meantime, we're going to thank Colin Bird, the Birdman.
Oh.
Who's sorted out all of his Skype issues. He could work part-time now as a technical advisor to a computer IT firm.
I know. It's like right at the end, you know, I try.
He tries harder. He's like Avis, but he doesn't rent things.
Your cat wants bleach.
Yeah, he just jumped and like tried to kill himself. Yeah, you know, I remember, I can't believe it's only been 3 years. I remember when I first listened to you guys, I wasn't even writing or doing anything automotive related. Yeah. And you know, listening to you guys was part of the reason I got into it. So thank you. Yeah, I felt like somebody needed to say something warm instead of Eric Trico's.
Yeah, Mr. Depression
man,
over here.
Yeah.
We're now on suicide watch. Yes,
the show is on suicide watch. Oh, it's too late.
But yeah, all right. It's been a wild ride. You guys are, a ball of fun, especially Ben.
McConnell. Wave, Ben.
Mm-hmm.
Hi. I am a lot of fun.
Yes, you are.
All right, Mirko's back. He's got his Dearborn ham box.
Oh, that is a beautiful box
and
right there.
On top of it.
Don't get too excited.
There's no ham.
Oh, that's no ham.
Too bad. Customs wouldn't have allowed it.
My guess is the Vopos thought that was a secret message.
I sent him an EcoBoost 4 piston.
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 Very useful.
What else? It's holding down papers when the window's open.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. A Mopa USB pen drive in the shape of a spark plug.
Clever.
Yes.
Very useful too. Mustang brochure.
Mustang brochure, yeah. He keeps them on his shelf of pride in the box he's ruffled. Oh, Michelle, remember that? Michelle, look what he's holding up.
I see a spark plug.
Right there. You know what that is? It's a male external catheter.
Boy, you know, you give...
Windows ME. That's the gift that keeps on giving blue
Did you
screen.
Build, yeah. like, a time capsule? Or what?
Yeah, we did.
Oh, God. What else?
And this is what happened. I had to pick it up at the customs office and open it and open all the sub-assemblies.
In front of the customs official. What did he say when you got the catheter?
He said, oh, okay, we can stop now.
No, I can't. That's why I need the catheter.
Because
thank you, Mirko, for joining us. It's always a pleasure having you on. Next up, we got to thank Christian Canovra.
That's me.
Down Wheelspin Network, Roundel Table, all kinds of great stuff. You've been a linchpin, one of our later add-ons. You've been a linchpin of the show, though, Christian. We do appreciate it.
It's always been a blast, and it's a shame that I'm actually going to have to, you know, do things on Fridays now.
Go out with your friends, laugh, have a good time. I know.
Be a human being. I'm really worried about it, actually.
We'll send a care package to you with crumpled newspapers or whatever you need to help you through this difficult time.
My hamster?
External catheters.
Yeah, external catheters.
I can't believe there's no cath chat throwbacks on this.
Well, speaking of cath chat, Michelle, another Roabian who has been with the program from day number one.
You want to talk about original? She is the original.
OFMG.
Okay, you can stop, Craig. We're good.
Woo! Woo! Michelle, thank you for your service.
What?
Throughout the years, the road trip was.
I love servicing you and Ben, Craig.
Just. I am gonna miss those right, moments man. Like that. I am.
It was a hoot and a half. It's been a great ride 3 years.
Hoot.
Michelle Narano, autobytel.com. Managing, no.
I know, Ben,
chief.
The problem with this is now, whenever I talk to Craig, there's a chance that we might talk about you.
Like you're not even there.
And you won't have the ability to do this where we're talking about you in front of you.
Don't you dare.
That was Ben's mini breakdown.
Mini tantrum, I like to call it.
It was actually pretty major. We had to call the SWAT team to get the box cutter out of his hand. Anyway, Michelle, thank you. It has been a pleasure having you on the show. All of these
years. Thank you, boys.
You're welcome.
Who's next? We got Bob Hall from his Chamber of Snacks and Solitude.
Yes, I guess all I have coming up now to take my time will be doing my best to try to expose the viciousness of the rule of Cyrus Clayton, the Director Chief for Life of the police in Bolas County. I'm certain he'll be after me, and I'm certain that with my good friend, Blister Sanders, we'll be able to put the sycophants of this crazed maniac, diseased maniac, in their place.
Disease-related.
Yeah, which of course is very tough for me to say with both Jim and Craig in the same office.
Ooh, yeah. Which one is the best friend?
Yeah, who do you think is Cyrus's best friend?
Well, let me just ask you each. What do you think of Cyrus Clayton, Jim?
Cyrus Clayton is the kindest, warmest, honest human being I've ever met.
Okay, would you go play some solitaire? What do you think? what do you think of Cyrus Clayton, Craig?
Cyrus Clayton? He's the man.
I think Jim is Cyrus's best friend.
He's the man.
Well, Bob, thank you so much for always coming on the show. We will do more with you in the future. Something I don't know what. We will figure it out.
It's a short drive from Route 10 on the Ghost Highway.
Near Exit 86, I understand.
Exit 86, that's right.
All right. And last but not least, ROAB intern Mark Balanza, who has come on very late in the game here, but he's been a tremendous help researching Slider. Things and putting prepping games and doing other things
yes,
like that.
Yes, he prepped
for
some games that were incredibly challenging.
He came up
You're
with
welcome.
These numbers here, like I said earlier.
Yes.
Mark, are you really that bored during school sometimes?
No, I just, you know,
what do they have there, but
had a little extra time on my hands.
I have to say one thing to Mark. If you have time, Mark, I'm sure that all of the people involved in Route 10, the Ghost Highway, would like to have your participation in there as well.
Oh, thank you. Yeah,
please,
sure.
Don't sit on the sidelines, because maybe you could become one of Cyrus's friends and sit at the table of decisions. Maybe you could join, you know, Blister Sanders in his job to build the tunnel. There's lots of opportunities.
Sounds good. Thank you
for everything, Mark. We do appreciate it. And last but not least, we have to thank Ben.
Ben! Put the camera on Ben! Ben! Yes! Ben, sitting in your chair, take a bow.
Don't ask him.
Oh, he's hit his head on something. The keyboard, perhaps.
Ben, are you okay?
Oh, yeah.
Benelangus, yes. Is that Ben?
It's been updated.
We can't thank Ben enough. He's the man that came up with the idea to do the show, got everybody together to do the show, and has been the technical backbone of the show for the past third of a decade.
He's able to manipulate dangerous electric forces and survived. And I think that alone, I tip my hat to him.
He's the master of the electrons.
Yes, he is.
Electromechanical. Whoa.
Something's wrong.
Earth through Quakeru. I'm falling and I can't get up. All right. And with that, Ben, I think it is time, unfortunately, for you to play us out tonight. We have to wrap things up, all right? Send one down the dust.
I'm going to go ahead and thank you, though, Craig. Mm-mm. I did it last week, but you've been my co-producer through this.
No thanks is necessary, Ben. It's okay.
I realize, but...
particularly no thanks is necessary when he's wearing that damn jacket.
Bob, that jacket is the distillate of style and advanced chemistry.
It's the distillate of something,
definitely,
right?
The advanced chemistry, I can believe, yeah.
They harvested off the polyester tree.
It's the nexus of chemistry and style.
Ben, I think you got a little musical tune for us.
I do.
Wrap things up here.
So
it's getting late. Thank, I'm hungry.
Yes.
Thank all y'all.
Is the final roundabout.
Son of a bitch.
Oh, you're killing me.
Gore's cocky.
Cool.
Ben, don't forget to record. This is roundabout. This is roundabout. For the love of God, this is roundabout.
Minutia.
So badass. Wish I were dead. Look at me, I'm driving an
E-Reef. It's a seal. Was that shit? Yeah.
Reading fish. Remember that red sword effect, guys. Don't forget to record. This is roundabout. This is roundabout. For the love of God, this is roundabout.
Manisha.
So badass. Wish I were dead.
It's a seal. Was that shit? Yeah.
Oh. Reading fish. Gonna lick that sound effect, guys.
Is the final roundabout.
Son of a bitch.
Oh, you're killing me.
Gore's cocky.
Cool.
Is the final roundabout.
Son of a bitch.
Oh, you're killing me.
Horse cocky.
Cool.
And don't forget to record. This is roundabout. This is roundabout. For the love of God, this is roundabout.
Minutia.
So badass. Wish I were dead. Look at me, look at me, I'm driving an
E-Reef. It's a seal. Was that shit?
Oh,
God, I remember that. Oh, the money.
That was good.
That was good.
What a run.
This needs to be a single with the B-side being this tune you did for Bowman.
What have we got here, Ben? Ben slaved away in the kitchen yesterday baking. We're taking a trip to Smith Island, folks, because Ben has made a little... Whoa, it's roundabout crazy. Ben made a little cooked up something here.
He also injection molded the plate it's on.
That's actually
that's saying how much effort he put into this.
Marzipan, Jim. It's edible.
Well, is edible?
Wait a minute. He made that cake the night of the debate. It's stale.
You're right.
No, the debate was stale. This looks better.
You know what, Michelle? I think it's frosted with Colgate.
That's whipped lard.
Mm. I think it's toothpaste. You put one of those little nozzles on the end of the toothpaste thing. Right? Yeah, okay. It's a tasty chocolate mint flavor. Everybody. Oh, yeah.
I'm dying to get into this 8 layers of fun, so we better wrap up this show. Thank you, audience. Thank you. Remember, you used to be able to watch. Oh, we got to thank. We'll get to there. Well, come here then. Get over here. Over here, we got to thank.
Has that thing got apple fritters inside it?
Roab, Mr. Stewart. This is Rich Hennion, my friend, voice of Mr. Stewart.
Well, hello, America, and have a good night from the final roundabout show.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Rocker talk.
Every day, me and little Charlie Pup watch.
That's enough.
Okay.
All right, so. Remember, you used to be able to watch Roundabout live every Friday evening, starting at about 6:30 p.m., 8:30, 3:30, 5:30 on the West Coast. But if you didn't do it this week, well, sorry about that. That's your own damn fault. And don't forget to check out the rest of the living, breathing, thriving Autoline family of fine programs, including Autoline This Week, Autoline After Hours, and, of course, Autoline Daily. However, you can still buy stuff if you haven't been to the... If you haven't peeled the Roab sticker off your car yet, you can do that at the end of the show, or you can purchase a new sticker should you choose so to do.
And these stickers will become collector's items because they are only going to be available for a limited number of firing days.
Maybe the thing to do days. Would be to buy the 10-pack of stickers, okay? Then you can put one on, peel it off, then put another one on, okay? You can have just one left. There's the last roundabout. That
there
would
you
be something
go. So yes, if you want more merchandise, you can go to roundaboutshow.com and click on the little dollar sign in the sidebar to take you to the Roab Emporium. We're still on Twitter, twitter.com/roundaboutshow. Facebook is facebook.com/roundaboutshow, though I suspect those will become orphaned. Anyway, thanks to all of you out there listening, and thanks for having joined us. You know, week after week, if we've circled the roundabout, we'll talk to you never again. And I think it's time to pull over and take a nap.
Yeah, that is beautiful.
Really old. Diarrhea.
Man, that is the best sound effect.
Hi, guys. It's Luke. I am glad I'm calling right now because I totally forgot to do that earlier this week. And I just wanted to give you guys my best and say thank you for all that you have done the last 3 years. Made my Friday nights a whole lot more fun. And I don't know what I'll do now. So take care and good luck, Craig. Auto Guide, and everyone have a good night. Bye.
Hi, it's Scott in Cleveland, or Cuyahoga Phil, if you prefer. Thank you for all that, all the entertainment for the past 3 years on the show. We'll really miss it. Thanks to all the fellow chatters out there. It's been fun. And congratulations, Craig, on your new job. Catch you later.
Hi, Roundabout. I didn't want to steal the thunder live on the show, so I thought I could call in and get this tacked on to the downloadable podcast. It's Richie, and I just wanted to say I have enjoyed every minute I've gotten the experience of the show, even with me not being a car guy, because it has just been entirely too much fun, and I believe I may have even learned a little along the way. And also, I just want to thank Ben, Craig, you know, Michelle, Steven, Eric, Jeff, and everybody else who's ever been on or worked on the show, because it's just been a terrific, terrific job, and I was glad for all the times I could be a small part of it by any means. So I legitimately am sad to see it go, and I just wanted to thank you all, and I appreciated it very much to a great extent. So, bye.